A presidential staffer, Dr. Pesa White, has described as unfortunate the ultimatum by the TUC to government to fix the new minimum wage before May Day. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Dr. Pesa White expressed surprise that the TUC Secretary General Kofi Asamoah should issue such an ultimatum because, as a member of the negotiating team, he is aware of the delicate nature of the negotiations so far.
I think that, first of all, the ultimatum that is being given by the TUC is quite unfortunate. I think this marks of acts of populism by the leadership of the union. The reason I said so is because TUC, and for that matter the Secretary General, is part and parcel of the negotiations on the minimum wage that has been going on. And we need to keep in mind that the negotiations oftentimes, and as is often required, do not take place in isolation of the socioeconomic circumstances of the country. Because of certain transitions Ghana is making right now from a lower income country to lower middle income country, and then the aspirations to get into middle income country, certain sources of revenue, especially external sources of revenue, have largely been blocked or have stopped. What it means is that as a society, we need to sit together, labor, employers, business people, formal sector, informal sector, lecturers, students, civil society, and begin to think more carefully about how do we expand our revenue envelopes to ensure that we do not only pay our workers well, but we also have enough money to construct schools, hospitals, roads, improve our transport system, build a much more formidable social security for the elderly, and so on and so forth. So this requires a lot of work. That therefore means that we need sober minds to really approach the larger context of our society. And it is in that particular context that I think that TUC really might not be doing this country any good if they continue on this path of issuing threats. In any case, labor unions all over the world, what they have done and what they have done very successfully, especially in the Scandinavian countries and in other countries like Canada and Finland and Norway and Sweden and so on and so forth, is that unions realize that mobilizing your members and going on the street is the weakest of all weapons. You may even not get what you want. But what they do is to go to the negotiating table with solid research that shows their own analysis of situations and the alternatives they want government to pursue. And they do these things in a very persuasive and aggressive manner.
Presidential staffer Dr. Pesa White.